Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Open burning of garbage raised concerns among Kaunda Square residents. Over 16,000 farmers in Kapirimpongshi district have received farming inputs under FISIP. In African news, South Africa starts trials for first locally made Corolla vaccine. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Kaunda Square near Faneti Lodge in Lusaka have complained about the open burning of garbage in the area, saying it poses a serious health and environmental risk. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Ready News, some residents accused their fellow residents who do not subscribe to CBEs for garbage collection as mostly the ones who indulge in this practice. They charge that open burning releases harmful toxins that can cause respiratory problems and pollute the air. The concerned residents have since called on the Lusaka City Council to stop the practice and ensure that households subscribe for garbage collection services. A civic leader from Mukushi's Matuku Ward, Jairosh Tembo, has reviewed that the construction of a new clinic undertaken with assistance from the organization World Servant is nearing completion. Mr. Tembo states that only a few items remain to be provided, including furniture and essential equipment, before the facility can officially be handed over to the Ministry of Health. He further noted that the new clinic, once operational, will benefit residents in areas such as Amushala and other nearby communities who currently travel long distances to access health care.
It is at 100%. This time it's well done, except that we are just waiting for a few things like the chairs, the beddings and the like. I'm sure it is right that it has to be handed over to the ministry. The communities around is Munshala community, yes. Quite a big, bigger community, and that's why we thought that there should be a facility in between Miloso and Matu. Nearest is from that place, it's about 8 kilometers from Munshala to Matuko, and from Munshala to Miloso, it's also about 9 kilometers. Quite a distance, and obviously, we want to reduce on distance.
Over 16,000 farmers in Kapirin Ponchi district have so far received the farming inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISAP. In an interview with Kombon Ready News, Kapirin Ponchi District Agriculture Coordinating Officer Rebecca Kapembwa said the stated figure is out of the 27,000 farmers in the district. Ms. Kapembwa assured that the process is going on smoothly with only a few hurdles. She pointed out that the notable challenge being experienced is mainly a mix-up in numbers when it comes to verification of code procedures.
Okay, the only challenge we have is where the farmer, especially those farmers who have taken inputs to FRA, but their voucher hasn't received the money, the 8,400, because some of the farmers, they need to check for them to see that they've received. And then others, they have the phone numbers that they had used with FRA is different with the phone numbers that we have in the system. So they would keep on checking on the number they had used when selling maize to FRA. They would put a different number that they have at that particular time. Well, in our system, we have a different number. So for them, when they're waiting for a voucher, they will use that same number.
A Copperbelt-based youth and policy activist, Ruth Ngoma, has called on young people to engage in constructive dialogue with policymakers whenever they are dissatisfied with issues affecting their communities or the nation at large. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, Ms. Ngoma emphasized that meaningful discussions are more effective in driving change than resorting to acts of violence. She, however, observed that youths often tend to violent behavior when they feel excluded from decision-making processes, noting that such reactions are usually a result of poor communication between leaders and the youth. Ms. Ngoma further urged the government to strengthen its communication efforts by keeping youths informed about national developments, particularly regarding the mining sector.
What I can use is dialogue, where we sit together with the policymakers and talk about things that are going on. Because, you know, when people feel like they're left behind on the tables, it actually results to violence. And then also when there's a communication cut, where there's some misinformation about certain things, because like you're saying, people were shouting, open the mines, and they just think they just close the mine because maybe it's political, maybe government wants to get the money from them and all that. But then the real issue isn't really about the youth alone, it's also about the government. What are we doing for the young people to actually have more information about why the mines are closing?
We break a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, sikhomo, sithubezi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamenta Landida, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
Sifte Keji Repu, 200. Sifte Keji Chihuahua, 180. Sifte kg Kalembula, 120. Sifte ke jiruman.